From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. His first public response to nationwide anti-establishment protest, in which demonstrators are upset with the economic woes facing average Iranians. A rally took place here in Washington in front of the White House, where demonstrators showed solidarity with the Iranian protesters. Ghulam Torhiji is a Washington resident who took part in the rally.
I'm extremely hopeful because this one is different from 9 years ago. 9 years ago, there was still hope that there are two groups within the Iranian government. But this demonstration shows that that story is over. The motto of the demonstration was regime change and done with Ali Khamenei, done with the whole regime. They don't want anything else.
Anti-government protesters have been marching in the streets of Iranian cities in defiance of a warning from authorities of a tough crackdown. Already two demonstrators have been killed, hundreds jailed. A female suicide bomber suspected of ties to the Boko Haram insurgency blew herself up, killed one other person in a cafe in Cameroon's far north region near Nigeria. Nearly 30 others were wounded. A suicide bomber killed numerous people in an attack targeting the funeral of former district chief in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban denied any involvement. Incident comes just days after a suicide attack on a Shiite cultural center in Kabul that left 40 people dead, more than 40, Islamic State claiming responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.